Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy holidays, everyone. Welcome to Call Waiting's holiday party. It's me, Robin Shawl, and I'm so glad you can make it. You look beautiful. So I was like, we should have an office party. And then I realized my only employee is security. And I was like, well, that party will suck. So I told him to take the day off for our holiday party. And he was so excited. And instead, we have our substitute security. Welcome, Belinda.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's currently over, but how was your Hanukkah?
Wonderful as always. How was yours?
It was wonderful as always. And thank you everyone for coming. Whatever you celebrate, I hope it's a good one for you this year. And so to kick off this holiday party, I thought I would tell you about a little party I recently went to. I was invited by North Shore Animal League was having a gala at the end of the year. They are an animal rescue and I've done some work with them and they do some great things and they invited me to their gala. I went, I was very excited. They've invited me to other parties. Now I, for some reason, did not read the invitation. I know it said gala, but I didn't actually read the invitation. I show up wearing, you know, just regular jeans and a chunky sweater and sneakers. It was a black tie affair. I did not realize till I walked in. And as soon as I walked in, I see the woman who invited me and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I did not know this was a black tie affair. She's like, no, you look fine. I was like, no, I really do not look fine. She goes, you look fine. And then she pushed me onto the red carpet because there's a lot of press there. And so now I'm walking the red carpet in dirty sneakers and a chunky sweater and I'm being like photographed and I'm being interviewed and the whole time I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. All I care about is the animals. Then now I look like an idiot. Not only that, one of the hosts is the Sterns, Howard Stern and Beth Stern. They do a lot of work with this rescue and Beth Stern was one of the hosts of the evening. Anyway, she walks in a red ball gown and then I was like, and I knew they were going to introduce me to her and I was like, oh fuck, I gotta get out of here. This was all the way downtown. I live uptown. I was like, if I leave, it'll take me about 40 minutes to get there, 40 minutes to come back. I can't go home. I was like, let me go see if I run downstairs. This is like down in the village. I was like, maybe there's a store open, even though it's like 8 o'clock at night. I find one boutique that's open and it was one of these fancy boutiques. And I walked in and I was like, do you have any like black fancy shirts? Their cheapest shirt was $300. And let me tell you something. I'm not spending $300 for Beth Stern, you know? Plus I was going to donate for the animals. I can't, you know? So then, as I was like, you know what? I'm just going to own it. So I go upstairs and as soon as I walk in, it's now like time to like sit, you know, it was in a ballroom, you know, and so there was tables and then there was going to be speeches. Well, because I was one of like the honorary guests, they put me front center so that in all the videos, all the pictures, everyone's in like tux and suits and ball gowns and Robin. I didn't even have makeup on. My hair wasn't like, I looked so ridiculous. And then at one point they call me over and they're like, Robin, want to introduce you to Beth. And I look at Beth and I go, oh my God, you look so beautiful. And she looks at me and she's like, you look really nice. Oh my God. So just know if you invite to any holiday parties this year, just check to see if there is a dress code. Now, Belinda, I had invited you as my guest and you couldn't make it that night. Did you know it was black tie? Did you read it?
I did read it and I did know that it was black tie and I would have told you if I had known that you didn't know.
Oh my God.
You looked great though.
Thank you. So embarrassing. Well, now that we've gotten through the part of the holiday party where we do a little sharing of stories, what holiday party would be a holiday party without some holiday jokes?
Ooh.
So, Belinda, I told you to come up with a joke or two. We're not writing these jokes. These are old school jokes that we found offline for if you have a holiday party, this is what you could whip out. All right. Do you want to go first or should I?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Why? Okay. How do chickens dance at a holiday party?
How?
Chick to chick.
That was great. Okay. Why does Santa have three gardens?
Why?
So he can ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one.
Okay, go.
Okay. What's the difference between Hanukkah and a dragon?
What?
One lasts for 8 nights, the other sometimes 8 nights.
Your face is funnier than the joke. Her face was of disgust, and she had to say that out loud.
I mean, that was good wordplay.
You actually, I think that you sounded like a wordsmith. Right. That was so beautiful.
But saying it out loud, you need to read it, yeah. Or else I just sound stupid.
What did the loaf of bread say to the other loaf of bread during Hanukkah?
What?
Happy holidays.
Wow, these are so good.
These are going to be a hit at your holiday party. I got to give another one.
Okay. Why did Santa get a ticket on Christmas Eve?
Why?
He left his sleigh in a snow parking zone.
That may be our worst one yet.
I like that one. Snow parking.
Okay. Why did the dreidel go to the doctor?
Why?
It kept getting dizzy spells because it spins.
Yeah, these are actually really good.
All right, let's do one more each.
Okay. What do you get if you mix a vampire with a snow person?
A vampire with a snow person, what?
Frostbite.
Oh, that's cute. Wait, these are hits. Okay. Why don't we eat clowns at holiday parties? So this is stupid.
What? Why?
Because they taste funny. All right. Well, now we've ended our joke section of our holiday party. Okay. So, Belinda and I are both Jewish. And so one of the games that you play at Hanukkah is dreidel. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. You play dreidel.
Yeah. So you want to explain to people how it's played?
So there's a spinning top, which is called a dreidel. And on the dreidel, there are four sides, each with a Hebrew letter on them. There's gimel, which means you get everything. There's shin, which means you get nothing. No, there's none, which means you get nothing. Shin, I think you get half. And I don't know what the other letter is.
Okay, because we're actually not going to play it that way. Oh. So you guys don't know this, but Belinda loves to gamble.
Outing me on the podcast.
Loves it. Like, she goes to Atlantic City a few times a year. But not only that, like, a lot of our friendship deals with us betting on things. So, for example, we both have the same cleaning woman, and we will bet how long she stays for.
Yes, we love that game.
We love that game. Okay, so anyway, so this is what I was thinking.
Okay.
So I have a dreidel here.
Okay.
You pick two of the letters. I'll pick two of the letters. And if you win, then I have to prank call security. And if I win, you have to prank call security.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that is
fun. I don't know if he's going to pick up, but we'll try. Okay, so which two letters do you want?
Okay, I want gimel and shin.
Okay, and I'll take the other two. Okay. Okay, it is gimel. So
I win.
Okay, what am I going to prank him
with? You have to prank him. What are you going to say?
I don't know. Guys, I didn't think this came out. All right, let's get security on the line.
Let's call him.
Wait, I'm so scared he's going to recognize my voice. Wait, does this sound like me?
Hello? Does that sound like me?
Honestly, not really.
Okay.
Wait,
do you want to block the number? Because does he have your number?
He does.
All right, block the number.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Shaw?
This is he.
Hi, I'm calling for this Animal League.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Hi.
Hi. So I just checking. You just came in recently for shots for oats?
Yes. Well, we call them Odie, but yes.
Okay. Well, we're trying to send you a bill. I just want to double check your address is.
But everything was paid for.
No, your insurance is not covering it. So you have a bill of $946.
No, hold on. Wait, no. Cause I spoke to Martin. He's the secretary there and at the desk. And when I was there, we paid, the insurance, I paid the insurance covers the rest.
Insurance is not covering it. So it's $946 that you owe.
No. Cause the insurance covers, all the vaccines for the puppies.
Yes. Mr. Shaw, it says here that because you don't know the breed of the dog, they had to give multiple shots.
But the breed means. Hold on. I'm going to pull up the website.
We had to give 17 shots to make up for the one that we usually give when.
Wait, 17? But you only gave him one shot.
We had to mix it and.
I think we got you.
My heart is in my throat.
I lost that dreidel, so I had to prank you.
Wait, what?
Don't worry about it. You'll find that on the podcast. Welcome to our holiday party.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Wait, he didn't know it was me.
That was so good.
That was like really impressive.
Yeah, you know, you really got him.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
It was when I said they had to combine
the
17
all the shots into one. Because they don't know what breed it is.
Oh my gosh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So when it comes to the holidays, a big part of it is receiving and giving gifts. Now, the worst gift I ever received, I'm not going to say the brand, because what happens if one day they reach out to Betches to sponsor? But Hercules's, my ex's mom, mm-hmm, gave me a gift card to this store that has, it says there's clothes, but it's really like a hunting and fishing store.
Oh my God. Does she know you at all?
Right. So she gave me the gift card, and then I joking around said, "What am I, a hunter?" And then like at Christmas, and then she said, "Oh, they have clothes." And I'm like, "Who gets clothes?" I wasn't rude. I promise it's coming off like I was rude. I wasn't rude. I was like, "Yeah, but who buys clothes there?" And she's like, "I do."
Oh,
I promise. God. I know it sounds like I was rude. I wasn't rude. I was joking with her about it. But that was probably the worst gift, because there was no clothes. It was like for hunting and fishing.
She meant well.
I know. But that was the worst gift I ever received. Actually, I've had others, but that's pretty much up there.
I mean, all of the gifts that I ever receive for Hanukkah are the worst gifts
ever.
Her dad
is really funny and gets her like, it's kind of joke gifts, but they're terrible gifts.
All gifts. It's rewrapped stuff that I already own. He gives to me year after year. One time he said, oh, this gift you're going to love. I saw you looking at it in a store one time. I was like, oh my God, did he finally get me a gift that I'm going to really like? I open it up. It was 150 colored straws.
Oh, that's good. Bad for the environment, but good for...
That's true. This is a couple years ago, but I was like, are you kidding? I always get bad gifts.
So we're going to open up the lines because I want to hear from you guys. What is the worst gift you have received? All right, Belinda, put through the first call.
Okay, Robin, we have Jane on the line.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Good. Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah and happy holidays.
Thank you. Welcome to our call waiting holiday party.
Oh, sure. Thank you for having me.
You look beautiful. Well,
you can't see me right now, are you? Well,
no. I'm imagining. You look gorgeous. Okay, so what is the worst gift you have received?
Okay, now, this was many years ago. This was 40 years ago, right after we got married. Our first Christmas, and my husband, he gave me a smoke alarm. And, no, you know, and the thing was, and my reaction was, well, fine, we just moved. You know, just started living together and, you know, it's needed. But then I didn't realize that was all I was getting. I thought there was going to be an elephant.
What did you say? Were you just like, oh, thanks?
You know what? It was so long ago. And as I thought I was getting other gifts, because yeah, there's a gifts there, I was then it started to like kind of like a little afterthought. I'm like, what the heck were you thinking?
Well, you know what? It was a practical gift.
It was practical, and he wanted me safe because he traveled a lot. And, you know, I don't think back then you had to have smoke alarms in your house. Now I think you have to. I don't know.
I don't know either. But you know what? I would say that I'd say there's actually a hint of romance in that because he wanted you safe.
That's what his story is till this day. Yeah. You know, I
was, he's sticking with it.
The following year, though, he stepped it up, and I got a sewing machine.
Again, another practical gift. We like it. We love a practical man.
I do. And it still works well today. So
love it.
41 years. So it's been okay.
Oh, well, then it's a happy ending. So I like it. All right. Well, thank you for coming on our holiday special.
Well, thank you so much. You bring many smiles and laughs to me. So
thank you. You guys, I feel the love from you guys every day. So I'm so appreciated.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Is it, I'm so appreciated or so appreciative?
Appreciative.
Well, you know, where were you 30 seconds ago, Belinda?
We are so appreciative of you, and you feel so appreciated by us.
Yeah.
I guess both work.
I'll get you a fire alarm.
Thank you so much.
All right, put through the next call.
Okay, Robin, we have Tamar on the line.
Hi, Tamar.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. This is our holiday party, so I'm so glad you showed up.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You look gorgeous. Your hair looks amazing.
Wait, you can see me?
Yeah. Shh. You're here. In our minds, in our imagination.
I love the sequin jacket you're wearing.
Oh, thank you. I love those new shoes you bought.
Oh, wow. You can see all the way down, Robin.
Yeah, of course I can. So tell us, what is the worst gift you have received?
Okay. So, and I have my mom's permission to share this.
Okay, good.
I think I was about 10 years old. I was in elementary school. And my mom had this tradition growing up, and I've passed it down to my son, that every birthday she would create a birthday chair for us so that the second we opened our eyes, there would be like a chair with gifts and cards and balloons and candies. And right away we would feel really special. So she would wait until we fall asleep, and then she would like tiptoe in and set it up for us. So this one year I had a friend over who I loved very much. She was a dear friend. And when I woke up, I had my birthday chair waiting for me because she slept over that night. And so lo and behold, on the birthday chair was a bralette, you know, little training bra. So I was mortified, and my sweet mother just thought she was doing something nice. She just didn't even think about it at all. but I was so embarrassed.
I'm sure. I was one of the first of my like little girlfriends to start wearing a bra. And I just remember like I was at one of their basements. It was like four of them, and they were able to see the strap of my bra, and they were like kind of teasing me, and I was so embarrassed. So I could only imagine. Well, I don't know why. Like as adults, it's so silly, but as a kid, when you're getting your first bra, you don't want your friends to see.
Yeah, and Robin, here's the thing. Like, I remember so vividly, I was in the car once with my friend who was very well endowed at a young age, and she clicked her seatbelt in. I can't believe I remember this. And I remember looking over at her and being like, oh, she's so developed already. Why aren't I growing? Why am I not developed?
Isn't that so funny that, like, as, you know, little girls, you see what other people have and you want the opposite. Like, I hated that I had boobs first, you know, because none of my other friends did.
Now I have them out at all occasions.
Now that's how I start every conversation, is with my chest, you know. But that's so funny. Well, look, your mom meant well, so please tell her that years later we appreciate her.
Yeah, and the crazy thing, because I spoke to her today. She lives in Israel, and I was like, Ema, are you okay with me sharing this? Because you're the best, and I love you. And she's like, no, for sure. And I said, I don't remember anything else that was on that birthday chair except for the bra. And she's like, me neither.
I love it. Well, thank you for coming on today, and please tell your mom I wish her a very happy Hanukkah.
And Robin, if I can, because I was a little embarrassed that this would be my first debut to the podcast, but I told myself that if I get the chance to talk to you, that I'll take it any chance I can. And I just wanted to read you one. It doesn't matter if it makes it onto the podcast or not, but I just wanted to read one quick quote, if I may.
Yes.
And it's by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. And he says, There always were two ways to live in a world that is often dark and full of tears. We can curse the darkness, or we can light a light. And as the Hasidim say, a little light drives out much darkness. And I just want you to know that you have driven out darkness for me. And Belinda with her giggles, and Regina with her videos, and even security are just such a light in my life. And every time I see your face pop up on my Instagram, I know I'm going to smile. So I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, what, you have me crying. Thank you so much for taking the time to share that quote and for saying all of this. This was so sweet. You made this holiday party. Thank you very, very, very much. I'm virtually giving you a very, very big hug. Thank you for saying
that. Thank you. I adore you all.
Happy holidays. I'm sending you and your family so much love and peace.
Thank you. Right back at you.
All right. Bye. Oh my gosh. I can't. My heart.
Oh my God.
Go get the tissues, Linda. You know, it's not a party till this girl's crying in the bathroom.
That was so sweet.
You know, I have to say, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to cry. Like, with all that's going on in the world, it's so hard to sometimes celebrate, or it's so hard to sometimes laugh. It's so hard to sometimes, you know, try to be happy. But to the quote of that rabbi, like, there has to be light. There's no way to get through hard times without light. So with everything going on in the world, or if it's going on in your personal life, if holidays is a really hard time for you, you know, do what you can to let a little light into your life, because it's the only way to survive. Is you can't live in darkness all the time. It's impossible. So make sure you're taking care of yourself and you're letting some light into your life and your heart. All right, let's take more calls.
God, that was so beautiful.
It's really not a party till there's girls crying, right?
So true. And we haven't even had drinks yet.
Oh, you know, I'm wasted. All right, let's put through another call.
Okay, Robin, we have Grace on the phone.
Happy holidays, Grace.
Hi, happy holidays, Robin. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year to everyone.
Yes, happy everything, everyone. I'm so happy you made it to our holiday party.
Oh, I appreciate it. I have a little hot chocolate with some marshmallows here for me.
Oh, so delicious. Okay, so tell us, what's the worst gift you've ever received?
It was a gift from my mother-in-law. This was our family Hanukkah party. My ex was Jewish, so we would celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. And this was a Hanukkah gift from her. I should preface it by saying it's not like I also got a Christmas gift. This was like my gift for the holidays.
Okay.
I opened this small lightweight box, and inside of it are 6 pair of white cotton bloomer old lady underwear. Yes. From a store way back in the day for... like, it's a local reference, so, but a store called Caldor, which was like 3 steps below a Kmart back in the day.
Yeah.
I was like, now, mind you, I'm also opening this in front of the entire family. There's like 20 people, little kids. And I open a box with 6 pair of white old lady.
Do you think that she bought that for you? Or do you think she just found like a package of underwear in her drawers and was like, yeah, I'll give it to my daughter-in-law?
No, she 100% bought that for me. I had like the same thought. So I had somebody in the family kind of, and she's like, oh no, she bought that for you. And she has a receipt if you need to return or exchange. Now it was like, you know, now at that time I was 24, 25. It was horrible.
That's awkward all around for everyone.
But
especially the people even watching you opening it. Like, no one wants to see people get underwear.
It gets even better. Because my ex was like, give me the receipt. We might exchange it. He was like, oh, it's the wrong size. So I'm going to, you know, like, cause he just thought it was horrible as well.
Right.
The underwear cost $8 in total.
Yeah, I'm not that surprised that that was the price tag for cotton underwear. Amazing.
It was horrible. It was so embarrassing. I've never been more like, I didn't even know what to say. And because I opened the box, I opened the tissue paper, and then I look at it, and I'm just like, oh God, keep your face together. And everyone's like, what'd you get? And I'm like, oh, I got some unmentionables. I don't want to show everyone. Like, what was I supposed to like hold them up? Like,
are you supposed to do, model it for everyone? Yeah. You know?
Like, you know, and then like, I remember our nephews and nieces of like 5 and 7. They're like, what's an unmentionable? And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, please, just suck me up in a black hole right now. I was sad.
Yeah. I would rate that a pretty low number on the gift scale. So look, underwear from maybe a husband or a significant other, that could be sexy.
Correct.
Granny panties from your mother-in-law on Christmas, Hanukkah, not so much.
Yeah. And I should have probably gotten a clue because when I had my wedding shower, she bought me a kitchen clock, but it was like a 1999 plastic kitchen clock.
Not like an antique one, like just like a CVS one.
Yeah, exactly. Because again, there was a gift receipt attached to the back if I wanted to exchange it for another color.
Amazing. Oh, man. All right, Grace, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your worst gifts. Thank
you so much. You have a great holiday.
Thank you.
I love you so much. You just have a great holiday.
Love you. Happy New Year.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye. You know, here's the thing, because I truly believe a price tag is not what makes a gift or not. Like, I think you could spend $1 on a gift and it could be the best gift. Or I think someone could drop hundreds and it'd be like a thoughtless nothing gift.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
But I also think it's about knowing what the person wants and the occasion.
Yes.
And like someone getting someone underwear.
Terrible. Gift giving though is an art.
Some people are really
good at it, and
I could see you being really good at it because you always think about other people.
Yeah, I mean, being a thoughtful person, you're probably a great gift giver too because you're just very thoughtful.
Do you know what my favorite gift to give people, and then I hope no one thinks I'm cheap, but like my time. Like when it was just your birthday. So I said, like, I would like to take you out for dinner for your birthday. Cause I think like spending time, cause we're both very busy.
Yes.
I'm really busy.
Yes.
That like my time, my presence is my gift to you.
Your presence is a present.
Exactly. Or like, I remember for Christmas one year for Frank, his Christmas gift was I stayed longer. So like... Why people are gonna call in? Everyone's like, Robin, this is the shittiest, most self-absorbed.
No, gift. I will say your self-esteem is in a really good place.
But let me just say something. So with Frank, like, I was only supposed to stay for a week. I was supposed to leave the day before Christmas, and he was like sad that he was only celebrating Christmas alone. So last minute, I changed my flight to the day after Christmas, and it was one of his gifts that I changed his flight.
That's sweet. Yeah, and you're like, surprise, I'm staying for a month.
And not chipping in for rent. You're welcome.
Wow, your kindness knows no bounds.
It's true. All right, let's put on another call.
All right, Robin, we have Julie on the line.
Hi, Julie. Happy holidays.
Hi, happy holidays.
Thank you for coming to my holiday party.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You look amazing. So tell us, what is the worst gift you've received?
So a little backstory. I was dating someone for almost 5 years. It was my birthday, and I received a clear umbrella.
This was your birthday gift?
This was my birthday gift.
What'd you say?
I don't even know. I think I was speechless.
Like, was it bad weather that year or something?
I must have mentioned that I needed an umbrella, and I guess he thought that was the best gift to get me.
Oh my gosh. Did it start a fight? Do you remember?
Probably it was a while ago, but he dumped me 2 weeks later.
Well, okay. So there's layers to this story. So do you think, okay, oh my gosh, I know why he gave you the umbrella.
Because he didn't want to be with me.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. We solved the problem.
I think so.
The mystery, the long years of mystery. Yeah, I think he was getting ready to break up with you, and he didn't want to break up with you on your birthday or right before your birthday. He was going to, he probably in his brain was like, you know what? We'll break up right after her birthday. Let me not buy her anything too nice so that it's like she sees it coming.
That might have been the nicest thing he did.
Yeah, probably. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your story. I hope I solved some years of hurt and came up with the conclusion of what happened.
Absolutely. I'm happily married now. So, you know,
so it worked out.
That happens for a reason. Exactly.
Anytime your husband starts approaching you with an umbrella, do you have PTSD? And are you like, back the fuck away?
I told him about it. So yes, just a little bit.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, thank you for coming to the holiday party.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye. No, because you know that is what happened. He knew he was going to break up with her. He didn't want to do it around her birthday. He's like, let me wait till after her birthday.
100%. But can I just say, not to defend this guy.
Yeah.
But as far as umbrellas go, the clear ones are pretty cool.
I was also going to say there are some very expensive umbrellas too.
True.
Like my friend Adam was in town and they got caught in the rain and they were in some expensive store. So they bought like an umbrella for $100. It was like some designer umbrella.
Oh my God.
But then they didn't want to take it on the plane because it was like extra large. So they gave it to me. So now I have this like fancy umbrella that I can't use because I leave umbrellas places. So I don't want to take the umbrella because I know I'll use it. Like I know I'll lose it somewhere. So I can't use it.
So now you just have like a piece of furniture.
I have an umbrella that I don't use because it's too nice. All right, let's do one more. I'll take one more call.
Okay. Okay, Robin, we have Glenda on the line.
Hi, Glenda. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Hello.
And thank you for coming to my holiday party.
Love it.
This is my holiday party. The calls are the only guests invited. So tell us, what is your worst gift you've ever received?
Okay, so when my kids were little, like I'm talking like 2 and 4, my dear husband took them to the dollar store, because of course that's apparently where you take kids. Uh-huh. And they picked out gifts that they were so excited for. And as a mom with a 2 and a 4-year-old, when you open up a fluorescent orange with lime green bristles dustpan and broom,
yeah,
the excitement you need to show for them is awesome.
I'm sure.
The second one.
Yeah.
The second one was salad tongs.
Was what? Oh, salad tongs.
Salad tongs. Yes. Yes. So like the salad spoons.
Yeah.
And so I looked at them and I'm like, thank you so much, boys. And I looked at my husband. He's like, they picked them all out themselves. I'm like, I can tell.
Yeah.
You know, when you got that fabulous toolbox with the tools and like other stuff. Yeah. The kids didn't pick that up.
Yeah.
You put it up on the builder socks.
Because here's the thing. I don't blame the kids. You know what? The kids saw some really cool things at the dollar. Look, because bristles are cool, you know, to a kid, and a broom, you know, that's fun. But it's the husband's fault. He owes you amazing gifts for that, to make up for that one moment.
Yes, absolutely. And when I said to him, I said, do you really think they find the tool section on their own? And he's like... Well, yeah. I'm like, no, you have no idea the hours I spend getting them to that part of the store yeah. to make them think it's their idea, because I've taken Bob the Builder socks out of my cart dozens of times. Right. But here's actually the worst part of that story.
Yeah.
That was like 21 years ago. And until we moved in 2022, I still had the damn salad tongs because they worked.
So you know what? Actually, let's give your kids some credit. They were like, you know what mom needs? Some good pair of thongs. Salad tongs.
Right?
Not thongs. Yeah. Not thongs. Tongs. Your kids didn't get you thongs, hopefully. You're like, if my kids picked out at the dollar store some really useful thongs.
Oh my goodness.
Love it. Well, all right. Hopefully your husband has made up for it over the years.
He's still a work in progress.
All men
but
are.
It's a definite work in progress.
Of course. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on Call Waiting and sharing your worst gift story.
Fabulous. And when you get around to talking about dads,
yeah,
give me a call, because I have one that involves my dad and the electric fence that he hooked up to the patio door and didn't tell my mom about.
Actually, you know what? That's a good idea. We will do a dad episode. I love it. All right. Thanks so much for coming on. Wait, doing a dad episode would be really fun.
That would be so
fun. I wonder if my dad would let me call him during, like, I'm like, Robin, it's tax season. I can't. Guys, thank you everyone for calling in and joining me on my holiday party. If you ever want to know the topic, every week I say it on my Instagram and TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic. All right. So Belinda, for our final party segment, what do you have for us?
Okay. So we are going to play a game called All I Want for Christmas Is You. And you probably know this game. It is just rebranded Fuck, Marry, Kill.
For those who don't know, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Marry, Fuck is usually what I said. But you give three people and you have to marry one, kill one, and fuck one. The person you marry, you don't get any sexual relations with. The person you fuck, it's a one-night stand, and then you never see them again. The person you kill, well, they're gone.
Right.
All right, so this is holiday. Does that have anything to do with the holidays, or just like we're at a holiday party?
At the holiday party.
And these three men approach me.
Right, exactly. Okay. And we have some different categories going on.
Okay.
All right, so the first one is, I hope you know these people.
Okay.
All right, so the first, we have a slew of Ryans.
Okay.
All right, so we have Ryan Seacrest.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Reynolds.
Uh-huh.
And Ryan Gosling.
Oh, okay. I would sleep with Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm very attracted to that man.
Yeah, same. He's so hot.
I would marry... Oh, this is tough. Mm-hmm. This is tough. Because I see Ryan Reynolds, how he treats Blake Lively, and he seems like a really good husband, but I really like Ryan Seacrest's work ethic. I love a man constantly not home. So let's go with Ryan Seacrest. I'll marry.
Okay, and we're gonna kill Ryan Reynolds.
Unfortunately, I didn't want to, but there's no other option here.
No, Okay, that's good.
How about instead of kill, we ship off?
Okay, where are we shipping them to? Just off.
To heaven.
Okay, next. Okay. Next, all right, we're going to dabble in the Chris's.
Okay.
So we have Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
Chris Pine.
Yes.
And Christopher Walken.
Okay. I would sleep, I would have sex with Chris Pine. He's the one from whatchamacallit, right? Like all the...
I get the Chris is all confused. Yeah,
me too, actually. The Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pine, I actually don't know the difference.
Oh, wait, and then there's also like a Chris Evans.
Oh, and I'm thinking of Chris Evans, actually. Okay.
One of them's...
Okay,
let's superhero.
I'm going to sleep with all those Chris's. Like, let's just make those one,
including
okay?
Including Walken.
No, okay. And I would... no. I would abort this situation. I would leave the holiday party just because I'd be so confused. I know, and everyone's
party.
Like, but there's so many hot Chris's there. I know, but I'm already confused.
I know, it gets too confusing with all the Chris's. I don't know. I can't tell them apart. I don't know who's been in what.
Exactly. Okay,
that was a hard one.
That was a hard one. Next.
All right. Ooh, this is a hard one.
Okay.
Ready? All right. Idris Elba.
Oh, I have sex with.
You don't even want to hear the other
no,
two.
No, he's so good looking.
I know. Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Or Zac Efron.
Oh, this is so easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'd marry Hugh Jackman because like he's just such a good guy. I don't know him personally, but you could just tell he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And plus I'd have him sing to me all the time. You know.
Yeah.
He's so I love him. And yeah. No. I'm sorry, Zac. And I like Zac Efron. I have a crush on him, but he's got to go.
He's being shipped off.
He's shipped off. All right, let's do one more.
Okay, one more. All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, we have 10 a.m. gangbang guy.
Okay.
Bread and peanut butter.
Okay.
And Hercules.
Oh, man. Guys, go listen to the ex-boyfriend podcast episode if you don't know who these three are. But say it again. It's 10 a.m.
Bread and peanut butter and Hercules.
Okay, there's two situations that could happen here.
Okay, lay them out.
All right, either I can marry Hercules, because I already know he was so good to me. And if you listen to the Ex-Boyfriend podcast, you know we have such a great bond. So if I married him, I would have sex with 10 a.m. because I'm assuming, with 10 a.m. and bread and peanut butter, those were like short-lived flings. Like I actually don't really know what they're like in better long-term relationships, you know, but I would assume 10 a.m. gangbang spends a lot of time doing sex, so he'd be very good at it. So if I marry Hercules, I would have sex with 10 a.m.
Okay, that's fair.
And I'd have to ship off bread and peanut butter. Now, here's the thing. I think bread and peanut butter is husband material. Like, he's a really good guy. So if I marry bread and peanut butter, I would have sex with Hercules because I already know he's good in bed. Like, we're rolling the dice with 10 a.m.
Right, right.
But we know Hercules is good.
I feel like that was such a good analysis.
Thank you. I had to make up for the Chris's.
We all got lost with the Chris's, but no, that was great.
This was such a fun holiday party.
I know. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for serving the drinks. All right, guys. Happy holidays. I hope everyone has the most magical, wonderful, beautiful holidays. And just know that I'm sending you all the love and just wish you guys the best, most happiness for this upcoming year. Oh, wait. We have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.